Establishment of new drought-tolerant varieties of Sanctus purpureus. Authors: Jorge Valentin Ray Ramirez, Jose Leonardo Liti Rodriguez, Delivia Diaz Fonseca, Rafael Herrera Garcia, Ramon Crucido Arias Perez, and Jose Alfredo Guevara Franco. Abstract. Introduction. Drought can reduce grain production by up to 50% and significantly reduce the biomass of pastures and forages intended for animal feed. Objective. To evaluate the establishment of 10 new varieties of Sanctus purpureus tolerant to drought under conditions of intense seasonal drought in the Caddo Valley, Cuba, materials and methods. A randomized block design with 4 replicates was used to evaluate 10 new varieties of Sanctus purpureus, CT600, CT601, CT602, CT603, CT604, CT605, CT606, CT607, CT608 and CT609 on fluvial soil in an area of intense seasonal drought in Cuba, from November 2019 to May 2020. The CT115 variety was used as a control. During the sprouting phase, soil moisture, plant height, leaf area, biomass yield, and leaf-to-stem ratio were monitored and calculated. Results. During the first 12 days after planting, varieties CT608, CT607, CT609, CT600, CT603 and CT115 showed higher sprouting percentages, P less than or equal to 0.05. This trend was maintained until day 19. CT603 and CT608 reached the highest sprouting capacity, exceeding 60% at 29 days, followed by CT600 and CT609 with more than 50%, and then CT607 with 44%, P less than or equal to 0.05. The remaining varieties, including the control, exhibited slower sprouting, with values ranging from 20 to 40% during that period. Conclusions. At the establishment cut, no significant differences were found between varieties in terms of height, growth, leaf area, and dry matter, DM yield. However, biomass structure indicators varied, with only CT604 surpassing the control in leaf-to-stem ratio, 2.1 versus 1.5, and leaf percentage, 67.4 versus 57.8%. The new varieties demonstrated the capacity to successfully establish under the conditions evaluated. Keywords: Penistum purpureum, drought, grasses, forage production,